Thank you so much. So with that, let's formally call to order the May 19th, 2022 meeting of the California Fish and Game Commission. This is a teleconference, so folks will not be calling in. We have folks in person at various locations throughout the state where commissioners are. Sherry, could we get a roll call to establish a quorum?
President Murray?
Here.
Vice President Zavaleta?
Here.
Commissioner Hoffler-Carmison? Commissioner Sklar?
Here.
Thank you. So we do have a quorum, and I want to start by welcoming my fellow commissioners. So I am calling in from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife Office down in San Diego in ancestral traditional lands of the Kumeyaay people. I would like to acknowledge all California Native American communities who have inhabited California lands for thousands of years. We honor and respect the diverse indigenous people who are deeply connected to the fish, wildlife, and habitats we manage, and we take seriously our trust relationship with these sovereign tribal governments. We do our work together with and with much respect and gratitude for those who have lived in California since time immemorial. And together with the best available science that includes indigenous and traditional knowledge, we carry out the Commission's mission to hold fish and wildlife and their habitats in the public trust, to enhance and restore California's native fish and wildlife and their natural habitats, and secure a rich and sustainable outdoor heritage for all Californians. Executive Director Miller Henson, would you be willing to introduce the staff and department leadership that we have participating today in our meeting?
Good morning. Can you hear me okay, President Murray?
You sound great, Melissa.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So this is Melissa Miller Henson, Executive Director of the California Fish and Game Commission. I think you heard just a few minutes ago, we also have with us our Deputy Executive Director, Rachel Vellante. We have our Wildlife Advisor, Ari Kornman, our Marine Advisor, Susan Ashcraft, our Tribal Advisor, Tribal Liaison and Advisor, Chuck Striplin. About the same. Chuck Striplin is our Tribal Advisor and Liaison. We have Legal Counsel, Michael Yon. We have our analysts, Cynthia McKeith and David Haug, assisting us today. And we also have Maureen Trotter assisting on the back end as well. From the California Department of Fish and Wildlife, I believe we have participating today Chad Dibble, who is the Deputy Director for Wildlife and Fisheries Division and also liaison to the Commission. The Wildlife Branch Chief Scott Gardner, Fisheries Branch Chief Jay Rowan, and we may have one or two staff, program staff, who are available to answer questions on individual agenda items, and they'll be introduced as we go through the meeting agenda. I'm not certain if we have Director Bonham with us today, but we do have other key staff from the department.
Thank you for that, Melissa. So our first agenda item is to consider approving the agenda and the order of items. Commissioner Sklar and Vice President Zavaleta, are there any changes you'd like to make to the agenda or the order of the items?
No, thank you.
No, thanks.
All right, so with that, we will approve the agenda as is, and we will move on to agenda item number two, which is general public comment for items not on the agenda. So the commission may not discuss or take action on any matter raised during this item, except to decide whether to place the matter on the agenda of a future meeting. And again, this is just for things folks wish to talk about that are not on today's agenda. So we don't have anybody from the public in the room here in San Diego. Rachel and others, do we have folks who are raising their hands who'd like to speak on this agenda item in other parts of the state?
We do have one member of the public here in Sacramento. I'm not sure if it's for general public comment or specific items. just for specific items. So nobody to speak on item number two.
And nobody in Napa.
And we don't have any general public comment speakers here in Reading. And I also want to apologize. I failed to mention joining us today from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife is Regional Manager Craig Schumann from the Marine Region.
Welcome,
no,
Craig.
No public comment in Arcata.
All right. Well, we don't have a motion on this agenda item. So we will then move on to agenda item number three, which is Central Valley Sport Fishing. And we're going to consider adopting proposed changes to Central Valley Sport Fishing regulations and consider taking final action under the California Environmental Quality Act. And Ari, I think you're going to lead us through this. Welcome.
Thank you, President Marie. So, yes, this item is to consider adopting proposed changes.
Oh, Ari, I think we've lost you. I can't hear you anymore.
How about now?
Now I can hear you.
Okay. So I'll start over just in case. This item is to consider adopting proposed changes to the Central Valley Sport Fishing Regulations. It's an annual package. There is a draft initial study and a draft negative declaration in your meeting materials as Exhibit 5. Hold on 1 second. There we go. The department's recommending a daily bag limit of 2 fish and a possession limit of 4 fish for the Lower American, Feather, Sacramento, and McComney Rivers. And that's all I have.
Great. And do we have anything from Jonathan Nelson, Ari, there's nothing else. There's no other overview or background materials for this.
I believe he's there to answer questions if there are any. Other than that, there's nothing.
Okay. Vice President Zavaleta, do you have any questions or comments before we go to a motion? We're going to go to public comment first, but do you have any questions before we go to public comment, rather?
Yeah, we can go to public comment.
Okay. We don't have anybody from the public here. Rachel, anybody?
Nor in Napa.
Okay.
Yes, we have Mark Smith in Sacramento.
Do I need to get closer?
It should work. Okay. We'll let you know if you need to get a little closer.
Yeah, we can hear you fine at this end.
You can hear me? Great. This is Mark Smith on behalf of the Northern California Guides and Sportsmen's Association. We want to thank the department and the commission staff for the work. We support this proposal and encourage you to adopt it. We do want to note that we are enthusiastic about this year because of the increased escapement target for the Sacramento River system. We believe that number needs to be higher on a more regular, consistent basis going forward to help restore not only natural spawners in the system, but also recreational angling opportunity. Thank you for the opportunity to comment today.
Thank you, Mark. Any public comments on this from other offices? Arcata?
No comments in Arcata.
And nothing from Napa. We heard from Sacramento. Reading?
Nothing in writing.
All right, then I think that concludes our public comment. And we do have a motion.
I'm happy to make the motion. This is Vice President Zavaleta. I move that the Commission adopts a negative declaration prepared pursuant to the California Environmental Quality Act, approves the proposed project, and adopts proposed changes to subsections 7.40B4, 43, 66, and 80, related to Central Valley sport fishing regulations for the 2022 season.
And I will second that. This is Eric Sklar from Napa Valley.
Great. So we have a motion by Vice President Zavaleta and a second by Commissioner Sklar. Sherry, could we get a roll call?
Vice President Zavaleta?
Aye.
Commissioner Sklar?
Aye.
President Murray.
Aye. So the motion passes unanimously. And that takes us to agenda item number 4, which is Klamath River Basin Sport Fishing, where we'll consider adopting proposed changes to Klamath River Basin Sport Fishing regulations and consider taking final action under the California Environmental Quality Act. Ari, could you get us started on this?
Yes, this is to adopt proposed changes to Klamath River Basin Sport Fishing regulations. Once again, there is a draft initial study and a draft negative declaration in your meeting materials as Exhibit 5. The department is recommending a daily bag limit of 2 fish with no more than 1 adult and a possession limit of 6 fish with no more than 3 adults and a quota of 2,119 adult salmon.
Great. Thank you for that, Ari. Any questions from my fellow commissioners before we go to public comments?
No, thank you.
All right. So hearing none, we will go to public comment. Again, we don't have anybody in the room here. Rachel, is there anybody in Sacramento who would like to talk about this?
Yes, we have Mark Smith for public comment in Sacramento.
Great.
This is Mark Smith on behalf of the Northern California Guides and Sportsmen's Association. We want to acknowledge all the hard work that went into this again on behalf of the department and the commission staff, and we support today's recommendation. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Anybody in Napa?
No, President.
And Arcata?
No commenters in Arcata.
And Redding?
No commenters in Redding.
All right, then it looks like that concludes our public comment on agenda item number 4. And we do have a motion if one of my fellow commissioners would be inclined to make it.
I'm happy to make that. I move that the commission adopts the negative declaration pursuant to the California Environmental Quality Act, approves the proposed project, and adopts proposed changes to subsection 70.4B50 related to the Klamath River Basin Sport Fishing Regulations for the 2022 season.
And I'll second.
All right, so we have a motion by Commissioner Sklar and a second by Vice President Zavaleta. Sherry, could we get a roll call on the vote?
Commissioner Sklar?
Aye.
Vice President Zavaleta?
Aye.
President Murray?
Aye. So the motion passes unanimously. And that takes us to agenda item number 5, which is game fish contest. And we're going to discuss proposed changes to game fish contest regulations. Ari, could you get us started?
Certainly. This is the discussion hearing for the proposed changes to game fish contest regulations. The adoption hearing is scheduled for June meeting in Los Angeles. Proposed regulation is contained in your meeting materials in the eyesore and proposed regulation text, as well as other exhibits, exhibit 3 and 4. And there's a draft negative declaration as exhibit 6 for consideration at the adoption hearing next month. And if anybody would like details, again, they can go to the eyesore in Exhibit 3, and that's it.
Thank you so much, Ari. Commissioner Sklar, any questions or comments for Ari or Max Fish before we go to public comments?
No, thank you.
Okay. Vice President Zavaleta?
Only to say that I'm grateful for all of the work that I know has gone into this fairly complex new system, and I think it's a testament to sort of the value of all of the input that we get from the public on this. So that we can go to public comment.
I appreciate you saying that, and I couldn't agree more. Thank you for that. All right. Again, we don't have anybody in the San Diego office, so no public comment here. Rachel, Sacramento?
Yes. Dr. Smith?
Yes, hello again, Madam Chairwoman and Commissioners. Mark Smith on behalf of the Northern California Guides and Sportsmen's Association. We do have a small concern about the proposal, specifically item number 4 under the proposed regulations that relate to revising the number of contests that DFW would issue per water per month to ensure an angling experience that's satisfactory for all resource user groups. We'd like to have a follow-up conversation subsequent to this meeting with the appropriate personnel at either the commission or the department to explore this concept a little bit further. We just would like to understand how the proposed decisions will be made about which user groups, if multiple user groups come forward asking for a contest to take place on a specific water body, how decisions will be made as to what user groups will be determined to be the ones that can continue with their contests. Sorry, I'm not explaining that correctly, but I think you get the gist, right? How will these decisions be made? Who will a permit be awarded to? Who will a permit be denied to, et cetera? So if we could have that conversation between now and the June adoption meeting, we'd appreciate the opportunity to have that dialogue. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that comment, Mark. I think it makes a lot of sense to work together with Mark, either Ari and or Max from the department between now and the adoption hearing. But I do want to create a space in the meantime to just see if Ari or Max would like to respond to that concern about how proposed decisions will be made if we do have multiple user groups seeking a permit. Ari, is there anything you wanted to say in response to that?
Yeah, we'd be happy to set up a meeting and talk through that. That'd be fine. I don't know if Max is on. Max could probably provide some specific details and sort of an overview if he's on.
I'm not sure if Max is on, but this is Jay. So, yeah, we do have that actually all worked out for the type 1 permits, the old event style permits that we used to call them. There is the jamboree if it's a black bass tournament, for non-black bass tournaments, for striped bass, salmon, et cetera. Permits are issued on a first come first serve basis. So, and that's all in the regulation text.
This is Mark again. We're not as concerned with the big tournaments that are happening in the Delta. I think our focus is, if we want to do a striped bass derby on the Feather, we do our annual tournament on the SAC, where the water bodies are a little bit more restricted. There's also not as much pressure, so this might not be an issue up there. But again, we just appreciate the opportunity to have an offline dialogue. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. We can reach out to you, Mark. We'll have Max and Kyle and myself can reach out to you and discuss this one.
Perfect. It'd just be me and James. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks so much for raising that and for your willingness, Jay, to check in and have a conversation offline. Appreciate that a lot. Yes.
Could I also ask Jay, if you don't mind, would you?
Oh, we lost you, Melissa.
Would you, if you don't mind? Jay, would you be willing to include Ari in that conversation? It'd be really helpful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Fantastic. Rachel, anybody else in Sacramento?
No other public comments.
Okay, and in Redding? Anybody in Redding?
Either. No, we have no one in Reading.
Okay. And anybody in Napa?
Nope. Nobody in Napa.
Okay. And anybody in Arcata?
Nope. No commenters.
All right. So this is our discussion hearing, which means we don't have a motion on agenda item number 5. So that takes us to agenda item number 6, which is clarification of allowed and prohibited uses for state marine recreational management areas, also known as SMRMAs. we are going to discuss proposed changes to clarify allowed and prohibited uses for SMRMAs. And Susan Ashcraft, our marine advisor, is going to start us on this. Welcome, Susan.
Thank you, President Murray and commissioners. As President Murray stated, this is the discussion hearing for proposed changes to clarify allowed and prohibited uses for state marine recreational management areas. The notice hearing was held at your April meeting, and the adoption hearing is scheduled for the June commission meeting in Los Angeles. SMRMAs are a type of marine managed area, and there are five SMRMAs in this statewide network of marine protected areas and marine managed areas along the coast of California. This rulemaking is to rectify an inadvertent removal of protections that was occurred during a rulemaking in 2015. And so the proposed regulations restore regulatory text that's similar to that used prior to the 2015 rulemaking. And in addition, new amendments are proposed to prohibit take of geologic and cultural marine resources consistent with other state marine reserves and state marine conservation areas in the coastline network. There's a copy of the department's transmittal memo and the initial statement of reasons and proposed regulatory text in your meeting materials. There are also some additional exhibits. I would note that while there were no comments in your materials, there was a comment of support in supplemental comments, and no other comments were received. If you have questions, the Department Marine Region has staff available for your questions.
Great. Thank you for that, Susan. Commissioners, any questions or comments or thoughts on this for Susan before we go to public comment?
No, thank you.
Not for me.
All right. So with that, we will go to public comment. Again, we've got nobody here in the San Diego office. Rachel, anyone in Sacramento to speak on this?
No comment in Sacramento.
Redding.
No comments from Reddit.
Anyone in Napa?
Nobody in Napa.
And Arcata?
No commenters in Arcata.
All right. Well, we don't have a motion on agenda item number 6. So that takes us to the end of our agenda. And we have no further agenda items. So with that, we will... Unless, Melissa, there's anything else we need to talk about business-wise before we adjourn the meeting?
I apologize. We were discussing an issue here at this end. Could you repeat the question?
Is there any – that takes us to the end of our agenda. I just want to make sure I'm not missing anything. There's nothing else to discuss before we adjourn the meeting.
No, nothing from our perspective.
Okay. This is quite –
Thank you.
Efficient, and I don't know if it's the shortest meeting we've ever had. It feels
not quite, but it's close.
Okay, well, appreciate everyone for all the work that went into putting this teleconference together. I know for me, I was quite rusty in remembering how to do this since we've been on Zoom for the last couple years. So I know there's still a fair amount of effort that goes into it, and many of you still have the Wildlife Resources Committee meeting following this. So I know a lot of work went into that too. So thanks to everyone for managing the various sites around the state. And with that, we will officially adjourn our May 19th, 2022 meeting of the California Fish and Game Commission. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.